The new season makes a big change for a longtime NFL official. 24 years in the league as an official, 19 of those as an NFL referee. Mike Carey has left the ranks of officiating to become a broadcaster. He is now going to be the NFL rules and officiating analyst for the NFL on CBS. Mike Carey joins us from his home in Southern California. Mike, thank you very much for coming on with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, your move begs the question. You're at the top of your profession as an NFL official. Why would you leave that to get into broadcasting?
Well, isn't it nice to go out on top?
Yeah.
You rarely have. You know, it was an opportunity that I wasn't going to see the likes of for a long time, and it was a tough decision, but it feels good afterwards. I mean, be able to do basically what I did on the field, and that is try to explain to the fans in the easiest way to make it understandable what exactly is happening on the field. And this is an opportunity to do it at a little better venue.
You know, and it's important, I think, that you mentioned that, explain to the fans. It strikes me that the best officials, referees in the NFL for that matter, are the ones who can communicate to the television audience and the fans in the stands is exactly what's going on. That probably goes a long way towards being regarded as a successful NFL official, I would think. Is that true?
Yeah, I think especially with the fans, and, you know, the game is nothing without the fans, and I'm a fan before I'm an official. And I just try to do what I would like to know. It's just, I mean, something technically would happen, you know, a better explanation. Communication is the name of the game.
Mike Carey is our guest. He is moving over from the officiating ranks to the NFL on CBS. Mike, I think it's important for folks to know that you played the game, right? You played college football very successfully. How much did that factor into your success as an NFL official?
I think it's paramount. It's very difficult to be able to have the feel for the game without actually playing it. Now, there are some who've been very successful doing it, but it's a very, very small club of people who have officiated at a high level who have not played the game.
And you started officiating at just about as low a level as you could. Pop Warner games in San Diego, what, 40 years ago, huh?
Yes, and I'm not alone there. In order to graduate to the NFL, everybody starts at the Pop Warner level, and then goes to junior varsity high school. There's a varsity high school, and if you're successful, you get up to Division One, and that's where the league starts to scout, just like they scout players.
When did you start to think of officiating as a possible job that you can make money doing that, Mike?
When the league called me.
Yeah.
I did it because I love football, and I wanted, as soon as I stepped off the field, I wanted to stay connected. And coaching was a difficult decision if I wanted to have a family and have a business. And a friend of mine who I played high school football with was doing it when I moved back home and started it. And it's just been the most rewarding thing that I've done.
24 years. And the first five, not as an official, you were a side judge the first 5 years. Is that right, Mike?
Yes, which was a great experience because it's all panic football. And so you learn how to capture the speed of the game downfield, and then when I get the opportunity to become a referee, it really has helped, especially being a side judge. The guys on the sideline have most of the communication with the coaches and the players, and that was a great experience for me there too.
Mike, I've often wondered, and the league will do that sometimes, move the officials around from one officiating position to another. In your case, what was it that made them think that this side judge might make a good referee, and how does that take place, that move?
I think blind luck. I don't know. I got lucky. I told them that I had an interest in becoming a referee. I liked the challenge and the responsibility of administrating the game, and I did well on the test. You know, I could move, and they saw those things in a referee that they liked. I was fortunate to be able to be given that opportunity.
Mike Carey is our guest, former NFL official, now part of the NFL on CBS broadcast team. Mike, among your memorable games, a lot of people remember the Super Bowl between the Giants and the Patriots for really the one play when Eli Manning broke loose from a potential sack and fired the ball downfield to David Tyree, wound up as one of the game-winning plays. You've talked about that play in the past. Was it a close call as far as whether Eli was in the grasp and control of the defense?
Yeah, that was a very, very tough call. And if you recollect, you know, he just got swarmed. And I broke one of the basic mechanics of my position, and I had to run around the pocket to get a look. Because if I had to make a decision from where my position is supposed to be, I probably would have sacked him. But I got lucky, and I had enough speed to get around. And as I came around, he was breaking free. So that was a great one as a referee. And then, coincidentally, one of the other great games that I had when I was a side judge, I had the 93 playoff game between the Bills and the Houston Oilers when you guys had the biggest comeback in NFL history.
I was going to ask you if you had any memorable Bills games. So you were on that crew here at then Rich Stadium. And when the Oil, I mean, I know officials have to let the game play out, but when it's 35-3, as the side judge in that game, you had to be thinking, what time is my flight? It's time, you know, where am I going to be next week? You had to think it was over, right?
Well, if you do that, you don't last in the league very long because something weird happens at every game. And independent of what the score is, if it happens and you're not able to rule on it well, if you're distracted, they don't ask you back, right?
Yeah.
But that was, I think that was one of the things that happened to the Oilers. I think they shut down and they weren't able to get the momentum back. Momentum is such an elusive quantity.
Yeah. Mike, what in your career as an official, what were some of the most difficult calls, not specific games, but just the calls, whether it's holding or pass interference, was there anything that you think is just difficult to officiate?
Well, any time you have multiple decisions on the same play, down deep, it's sometimes illegal contact, pass interference, catch, no catch, offensive pass interference. There are elements of each one of those things at the same time, and you've got to separate them in a very, very quick blink of the eye. That's one that stands out. It's a panic kind of situation. And as a referee, when you have what happens around the quarterback, you have to rule on pass fumble. You have to rule on somebody get a blow to the head, and you have maybe multiple tacklers coming in, high, low, helmet. Those can be very, very trying also. So it's just a matter of being able to slow the game down, process it, and make the best decision that you can train to do.
Mike, I have to confess, in recent years, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, I've become so confused as to what constitutes a legal catch anymore. And I think, you know, the league sometimes has changed the interpretation or the enforcement of the catch, no catch rule. Is that a problem for the NFL, do you think? And our fans, I know many fans who are frustrated. They can't tell what's a catch anymore sometimes.
You know, the game is evolving. And so what becomes catch and no catch is really important, especially because the passing game has become so big. They don't want a cheap turnover, and they don't want a cheap catch either. So those lines are being redefined. But I think you'll find in time that everybody agrees with what the league encapsulates as a catch and no catch. It's just it's not the same as when you were growing up in Sandlot.
Right.
And so as we get to understand it as a fan, then you'll be able to rule it out yourself.
During your 24 years on the NFL field as an official, you saw replay come into the league. You saw the replay application change. Has that been a good development, and is it good for officiating? Is it good for officials to have instant replay looking over all their calls?
Well, the priority is making sure that whatever is implemented is good for the game. And then whatever happens to the officials, we just have to adapt or die, right? And I think it's good for the game. It's a double-edged sword. But the number one tenet for officials is to get the call right. And this really helps us do it in some of the most important plays on the field. Sometimes it kills momentum for a team, you know, but most of the time they get to choose whether they're going to challenge the play or not. So it's they're in control of their momentum, and that'll break in the game. You know, for the purists is not the most pleasant thing, but anybody who wants to see the right outcome, you have a better chance with replay. And with the current form, you have the best chance of it also.
Well, the current form, this year's form, includes input from the league officiating department in New York City. Are we moving towards a super eye in the sky where the officiating department in New York will rule on all replays?
Well, that remains to be seen. There's a big human element that you can't neglect. That three-dimensional look that is what happens live, and you get to use more than one sense, more than just your eyes, you hear things, and all those things kind of come into play. And when you look at it on film, you got to remember that's still just a two-dimensional medium. And in some areas it's great, in some areas it's a little blind. But to answer your question, I think yes, I think you're going to see more technology in everything. We have it. That's what our phones were like 10 years ago.
Yep.
And I think anything that can enhance the game, if it makes the game better for the fan, that's what the league is going to employ.
Last thing, Mike, how is CBS going to use you? Will you be at game sites for, say, the Thursday night games or even on Sundays? Will you be in the studio as they use Mike Pereira on Fox? How do you think the nuts and bolts of this job will work?
Yes, on Sundays I'll be pretty much like Mike Pereira. I'll be in their New York studio, and they'll feed me in plays that they want comments on. On Thursdays, I will be in the booth with Jim Nantz and Phil Simms, and for at least the first four games, and depending on what the logistics lay out, many games after that, too.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on there. I know you're going to do a great job. We've always admired your work on the field and look forward to seeing you in the CBS broadcast crew this coming fall. Mike, thank you for being on with us tonight. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, John. Have a great season for you guys, too.
Thank you. Mike Carey, who has left the ranks of NFL officiating after 24 years to become part of the NFL on CBS broadcast team. Mike Carey will contribute to the NFL on CBS coverage on Sundays, and as he said, he'll be on site for at least the initial stages of Thursday night football on CBS this coming year. Mike Carey, former NFL official.